Now, could you imagine a coal mine site being turned into a greenhouse fruit and vegetable farm? Well, a state government report concludes there's potential for that to happen in Collie, which is 3 hours southeast of Perth. The Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development is looking into this, doing some research to predict how the coal town could benefit from the new Mile Up Wellington irrigation scheme. After all, some of Collie's coal mines are nearing the end of their life. DeepHerd's Tim Duncanson thinks the Collie region already has some of this infrastructure that's needed for fruit and vegetable production.
It's got a good workforce, a good transport connection to some world-class ports, both air and sea, and also, in particular for this region, it's got energy and heat, which is a big part of growing crops inside. Certainly the study found, noting its feasibility, is that there's really good potential. It's viable for a number of crops, and that there's more work to do, and of course industry has to make it work, but at this stage, looking like a really good option for that part of the world.
It found actually that some crops were better than others. What ones would be the most suitable for Collie for indoor cropping?
We looked at 20 crops, and with these sorts of high capital intensive, it's usually higher value crops that are the most viable. Things like strawberries, capsicums and even cucumbers were some of the crops that came out as very potentially viable for the Collie region.
So now that this feasibility study has found it's a viable option for Collie, what happens now?
We're working with industry to see if there is commercial players that want to take these options up and see if there's anything more that government can do through either our programs or through the broader Mile Up Wellington project, working with the local government to see if we can make this opportunity happen.
Are there any sites in particular around Collie that were identified in the report?
With one of the advantages being waste heat potentially from power stations, areas that are quite close to the existing power stations was looked at, and that looks quite viable at this stage.
Would the government, do you know, consider grants or anything to get this industry started up?
I think there's another number of ways that government can help. One is obviously providing the information that it is viable. We've got to do more work on individual crops, and certainly the advantages of employment, where potentially 60 people per 10 hectares is the rough rule of thumb that this study is showing, shows there's some good benefit for the community. That means the government can prioritise some of the work that may be needed behind the scenes to make this happen. Certainly these industries are quite common around the world, and especially places where water is limiting. Places that your listeners might be aware of are Spain, Israel, and becoming more prevalent in South Australia, Victoria. We do have some covered cropping that is really developing in the Geraldton area, and some really good innovations there. Plus the Peel region has got some really good examples.
Well, that's a good spread around the state, isn't it? Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, Tim Duncanson, catching up with the ABC's Jackie Lynch. 21 here on the Country Hour. Well, there is a forum on right now in Mandurah that's looking at these sort of greenhouse horticultural opportunities. John Daly is there. And John, has Collie been mentioned this morning?
G'day, Belinda. Yeah, look, the minister says the plan for protected cropping in Collie is perhaps one of the brightest pieces of news for the town, which is really reeling from the job losses that are caused by the slowdown of its coal mining industry.
So what do the people that you've caught up with this morning at the forum think of this idea of growing fruit and vegetables on or very close to an old coal mine and very close to a power station?
Yeah, well, look, I think the sentiment is pretty positive. A lot of growers I've spoken to this morning says it ticks a lot of boxes, logistical boxes, when it comes to water and power supply, with water coming from the Wellington Dam and power being drawn from that old Collie power station. But it's not without its challenges. Lionel Turner is an organic grower in the Harvey area, and he likes all of these protected cropping ideas, but he says we also need the markets.
Well, I think it's a great idea, but once again, we have to have the markets, obviously, we can't be putting this product onto the local markets because it would just oversupply. So the marketing is crucial. I think the idea of agriculture, horticulture, is obviously everybody has to eat. It's absolutely essential to expand it and to modernise it beyond growing in the open field, absolutely.
And what do you reckon about plans to kind of create that industry around an old coal mine?
I think their biggest concern there will be getting labour, people who would be prepared to work there in that industry. It's very difficult. That's our biggest challenge always, is getting labour and reliable labour and willing labour to work on your farms.
That's Lionel Turner speaking there about the plan to do some protected cropping down in Harvey and down in Collie, I should say. And there's also another challenge that he mentioned was actually training the workforce that's traditionally been in mining to actually participate in a pretty high-tech industry like protected horticulture.
And John, what are some of the other areas that have been talked about this morning as potentially good sites for this sort of protected horticulture production?
Well, they're looking to develop, you know, to grow high-end quality produce. So obviously these areas would ideally be close to port and airports for export. So another region that's being spoken of in pretty good terms is the Peel region, which is obviously a peri-urban area just south of Perth. And protected horticulture is expected to play a big role in the Peel's food zone that's currently being developed in the area.
And was there any detail on which countries might be keen on the fruit and vegetables that might be grown in any of these protected farming setups?
Yes, so the main market that the Peel food zone is going to be targeting for export is Singapore. And obviously it's a pretty wealthy but land-poor market to go to. And Minister McTiernan said they'd be looking to expand that export opportunity to Collie if all goes well.
And Tim Duncanson, who you heard from earlier, was saying that they've looked at around about 20 crops, and he felt ones like strawberries, capsicum, cucumber, they had the most potential. Have any others been mentioned this morning?
Look, they've mentioned quite a few. They've definitely mentioned strawberries and tomatoes. There's also been a bit of talk about medicinal cannabis as a potential cash crop in the Collie protected horticulture scene. But in the report about the viability of this industry in Collie, it's estimated that the strawberry and tomato crop growth would be, you'd need about an investment of about $23 million and $20 million respectively to get those crops off the ground in protected horticulture in Collie.
And did the Minister, Alana McTiernan, go into any more detail about medicinal cannabis as an option?
No, she didn't. She just obviously said it was an amazing opportunity for the region, and she'd be looking forward to working closer with the Shire and stakeholders to get it off the ground.
John, good to catch up. I'll let you get back to that forum. That's the ABC's John Daly in Mandurah this afternoon, and a part of this looking into some greenhouse horticultural opportunities for Western Australia.